People occasionally refer to Chanakya as an Indian Machiavelli, but this does some discredit to Chanakya. The Prince is a satire and focused around exposing the tactics and inhumanity of Caesara Borgia. Arthashastra is a manual for every aspect of statecraft, and while it deals in the unethical, it does so only because that is, after all is said and done, one of the options available to a ruler. What is the science of prosperity? As with many culture heroes, it is difficult to separate the man from the myth. Chanakya's story is recorded in legends in every major cycle in the region. What we can be sure of is that he was learned and that he was effective. Chanakya is unusual in writing from a purely pragmatic point of view. You can imagine this text as a combination of The Art of War with its considered approach to conflict management, The Prince with its advice for the distasteful elements of statecraft, and The Republic, which it is entirely likely Chanakya would have had some exposure to. See the historical background for why this is. What follows can be broadly said to consider the following categories. 1. Strategy. Chanakya's focus is on stable rule and relations with neighboring states. Much of the book is devoted to political, military, and secret strategy. 2. Subterfuge. When classical or open strategy fails, there are always what Chanakya refers to as secret means. Chanakya discusses poisons and instigated riots in the same way as he discusses the measurements for forts. Three, spies. There is a great deal in this book about spies, from courtiers to wandering lunatics. It is important to understand that Chanakya uses spies as information gatherers. In another era, there would be other ways of doing this. At the time of writing, salting spies throughout your culture was the only reliable way of knowing what was happening anywhere. 4. Bureaucracy and fines. An extensive part of the original document details the structure of government buildings and rules in minute detail, as well as specific offences and fines, both civil and criminal. These are mostly removed, as discussed in the following section. 5. Protection. A ruler of any kind must be conscious of attacks, both against their person and against their position or kingdom. 6. Verification. How do you know who you can trust? This is one of the central questions of governance, and one that Chanakya devotes significant time to. 7. Attack. How does one attack an enemy such that long-term problems are avoided? How can one attack a stronger enemy or ascertain their real intention? Difference to Western discourse. Is there any other book that talks so openly about when using violence is justified, when assassinating an enemy is useful, when killing domestic opponents is wise, how one uses secret agents, when one needs to sacrifice one's own secret agents, how the king can use women and children as spies and even assassins, when a nation should violate a treaty and invade its neighbour. Gotilia, and to my knowledge only Gotilia, addresses all those questions. In what cases must a king spy on his own?